You're listening to Sunday Studios podcast, The Elephant in the Room. We'll talk about today's elephant in the room. Better days with Sunday.
Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of The Elephant in the Room, a space where we discuss hard to talk about topics within the creative industry and managing a business in general. So for today, I am joined by the usuals, JM and Claire. Hi guys.
Hi Patch.
Hello.
This month is November, a very special month para sa Sunday. Now it's 1122, Sunday's anniversary. Grabe, we're turning 8 this year. And so for today's episode, we want to dedicate it to our culture. Now, since in line with the 1122 theme, we want to discuss more about that and share with you guys. And when you talk about culture, and sabi nga na, we want to invite a special guest. Hindi lang isa, pero isang buong team. Sino pa ba ang nag-e-embody ng culture ng Sunday kung hindi ang content strategy team? So let's welcome them to the podcast. Hi guys! Mark, Ray, Rem, and Jade. Hey guys! Ayaw. Welcome to the Elephant in the Room!
Hello!
Welcome guys!
Message naman, message bago tayo mag-start.
Yan, hello. Yan, kami yung CS team. Ako nga pala si Mark, yung content. Kasama ko yun si Ray, Rem, sa si Jade. At kami yung mag-guest for today's episode.
Ayan, ako naman si Rem, senior content strategist.
Hello, ako naman si Jade, content strategist.
Hello guys, Ray, content strategist din. Glad to be here, ayan na.
Glad to be here.
Yun. Yeah, and so as mentioned guys, no, today we're gonna be talking about our culture, no, what defines Sunday, because actually we've talked a lot about the business, our services, business strategy, process, pero hindi pa talaga kami nakakapag-dedicate ng isang episode about this, our culture code. And we feel na in relation nga to 1122, isa to sa mga main components or facets on why Sunday Studio is still going strong after almost a decade. So before we talk to our content strategy team, no, and drill down on our culture, set muna tayo ng ano, ng tone para sa discussion na to. Since tayo guys, Claire, JM, pinakamatanda sa Sunday, looking back, throwback muna tayo. Ano ba yung mga pivotal moments for us, no? Yung mga memorable moments wherein we can say na talagang critical for the success or growth of Sunday?
Sa atin sa Sunday, very important kasi di ba yung culture. So siguro kaya din tayo tumagal ng 8 years in the businesses because talagang ini-invest na natin yung culture natin and our employees. Kaya nga in-invite natin sila, CS team ngayon. Dahil gusto natin marinig from them kung ano ba talaga yung culture ni Sunday para may first hand sharing tayo from the team. So, nung nagsustart yung Sunday, wala tayong idea sa culture pero ang alam lang natin, ayaw natin ng corporate. Di ba, Patsha, alam mo yun, parang nag-a-acid ka pag dadaan ano,
sa building. May PTSD pa rin ako.
Sa building ng work natin dati. So, parang ayaw natin yun ma-feel. And yung pinaka-hate natin mag-Monday kasi ayaw natin yung work natin or ayaw natin yung ginagawa natin. So that's something that we wanted to change para sa mga mafe-feel ng mga employees natin na gusto natin, excited sila mag-work, love nila yung ginagawa nila at the same time yung kasama nila sa work. Parang lahat lang sila magkakaibigan, nakaka-relate with each other and taktong kanal humor. Mga ganun. Pero ang hirap din bago natin ma-achieve yun, no? So may madami din tayong mga failure. Naalala mo dati, tinatawag sa atin, ate, kuya, kasi gusto natin, family tayo, ganun. Or parang close tayo, kaya lang dumating sa point na medyo naging too comfortable naman sila. Tinanggal natin yun. Tapos, nung 2018, di ba, sobrang yung may pakilang tayo sa results, sa goal, sa clients, or sa pag-beef up ng portfolio na nakalimutan natin na kung paano mag-take care ng people. Ang people, yun yung bumubuhay din sa Sunday. Kaya kailangan masaya din sila. Parang hindi lang basta result-oriented dapat. Dapat people-oriented din yung mga initiatives natin.
Yeah, and I think swerte din tayo when we were starting Sunday na yung mga kausap natin who were in the business longer than us, no, really put emphasis on building a strong culture. So from the beginning pa lang, alam na natin na we really had to work on this. Although, with what you mentioned nga, Claire, na medyo nag-dip for a time kasi akala natin okay na kung saan yung culture dahil parang na-establish na natin yun. So, let's focus on just getting the results. But that impacted us in a negative way also. So, going back to our roots and talagang ine-effortan natin yung culture, no? Not really saying na, okay, may masaya yung environment, fun people to work with, but yung employee experience team talaga natin, the way, well, you guys, Claire, the way you think about culture activities from simple kits na onboarding, na may, alam mo yung medyo mararamdaman mo, ang thoughtful naman ng Sunday, di ba? To yung activities, those are the things that make a difference. And I think nag-reflect yun talaga nung pandemic. That really, ang daming na-affect nung work from home, na biglang nawala na yung communication with teammates, naging transactional. But tayo, we even doubled down on that. Nung pandemic, dun tayo grabing nag-culture activities. Kaya hindi rin nawala yung bond. Although, yun nga, right now, medyo mas remote tayo. So we're also trying to find more ways on how to connect each other. But I think for me, pivotal yun na from the beginning pa lang, alam natin na we had to put a big focus on this aspect of the business.
Oh, ang hirap noon. After noon, 'di ba, kasi nagkaroon tayo ng exodus from our team. Tapos we had an opportunity then to really hire yung mga tao na aligned dun sa culture ng Sunday. So I think isa 'yun sa pivotal moment. That was our 2019 hire. So nandito yung ang isa doon, si Mark. Hello, Mark. Tapos pero the rest yung nang mga na-hire na after that, yun na sila Rem, si Ray, and si Jade.
Shout out to everyone.
Ayan.
Yeah, and yung ano rin, yung sakto sa sinabi mo yung 2019 when the approach we did for the rebrand to those who, para lang i-konting context yung listeners na, we were Sunday Elephant before we rebranded to Sunday Studio back in 2019-2020. And when we were developing our culture code, malaki rin yung naging contribution of our team doon sa gusto nating culture that we want to build for Sunday. So doon pa lang may buy-in na sila. And ito na nga sila Mark, sila Manu, Momo, our Sunday leaders now, no? Dahil alam nila, embedded sa kanila, or sila rin yung nag-create ng culture, madali rin for them to share that with their respective teams now. So I think that was also a big part of our culture right now.
Tama. Tsaka we really invested on developing relationships. Naalala ko nun, sobrang hirap ng sales nung 2019, pero nagbataan tayo, building, tapos parang every quarter may activities, as every week may mga inuman and fun days. Pero parang worth it lahat kasi talagang na-build yung kung ano yung gusto natin na maging si Sunday. Parang meron nga akong nakita sa Wholesome Internet, kung nagpa-follow kayo doon, yung parang may meme na na meron daw lola na nag-grocery tapos nakatingin siya everyday sa isang part ng aisle. Tapos yung ginawa daw nung nasa cashier, parang ginawan daw siya ng upuan para pag daw nagsistay yung lol. Parang yun yung gusto ko na culture ng Sunday. And I think naman na-establish naman natin yun with the values that we have ngayon na na-enforce din sa mga tao. Pero medyo mahirap nung nag-pandemic, no? Nung naging naging online na, naghiwa-hiwalay tayo nakapagkita-kita. So parang ang hirap din i-maintain ng culture.
Oo, kasi usually pag culture, that also means close proximity with one another. I mean, that bond, di ba? But ako, for me, mahirap nga, pero that enabled us to be more creative dun sa mga culture activities that we designed for the team. So I think in a way, that also helped us na mas maging holistic yung pagtutok natin sa culture.
Kayo, siguro yung first question ko kay Mark, na-experience kung paano yung Sunday na live na face-to-face tapos biglang nagkaroon ng transition to online. Paano yung naging adjustment mo and what do you like and naging malaking challenge dun sa culture ng Sunday?
Nayanig talaga ako nung may pandemic. Sin sobra. Parang okay, road to Spratlys na ba to? Mag-jetski na ba? Pero hindi. Okay naman kasi sobrang smooth. parang before pa ng pandemic, sobrang equipped na ni Sunday na work from home. Yung lahat ng work namin, collaboration, nandun na online. So may app kami. Tapos ang bilis naman ng batuan, parang compared sa pre-pandemic sa ngayon, parang mas connected pa rin naman kami. So, yun, parang nag-provide din naman sa Sunday ng mga workspace allowance. Tapos nag-adjust din talaga sa Sunday dun sa mga needs namin sa bahay. Kaya smooth.
Smooth naman yung naging transition.
Mm-hmm.
Si Rem, siguro yung next question ko, as isa sa first pala na pandemic hire, ano naman yung nadatnan mo na culture ng Sunday and parang nanibago ka ba? Kasi di mo sila nakita nung face-to-face, tapos biglang ano, nag-onboard ka agad sa Sunday na online na yung culture natin. Ano naman yung na-experience mo nun?
Mga ano, COVID hire nga pala ako. Parang isa ako dun sa mga first batch ng COVID hires yung tawag sa amin. Pero parang yung job na pinanggalingan ko, nag-transition na rin naman sa online. So, hindi naman yung Sunday yung parang first experience ko sa online setting. Pero, I was really able to tell the difference nung pumasok na ako sa Sunday. And, ang nakakatuwa kasi kahit parang naka-remote nga, hindi sila nakikita-kita. I think yung first meeting ko with the team is during a fun day. So parang culture shock siya in a good way. Kasi nagulat ako na parang sobrang namamanage pa rin yung team na they get to have fun kahit na nasa G-meets lang kami, na parang ang saya-saya pa rin ng vibe and very welcoming. Tapos nakakatuwa rin na parang pagka-onboard mo pa lang sa Sunday, although yun nga, naka-remote setup, mararamdaman mo pa rin yung Sunday experience in a way na kompleto sa welcome packages, tapos yung mga onboarding meetings with the team, na parang feeling mo hindi ka secluded or parang hindi ka maninibago masyado sa remote setup with Sunday. So, yun.
Although, Mark,
dalawa pa lang kami ni Mark noon. I think yun yung isa sa mga bagay na pinaka nag-develop throughout sa 2 years.
Yeah, nag-develop kami ni Rem.
O, nag-develop pa
kami. Develop pala kayo, ha?
Pero yun yung sa mga makakompare ko, na parang kahit remote setup, yung relationship mo with your close team members, talagang Sunday came through, na parang we found a way na para yung relationship namin maging super close pa rin kahit hindi kami madalas magkita.
Oh, ano ba yung first fun day mo, Rem, nun?
Nakalimutan ko na parang linggo ng wika, fun day yun. Kasi August lang yung
nag-online. Ito ba yung wordarama rin?
Oh, yata. Oh, yung may mga parang may mga riddles. Parang sabi ko, ang competitive naman ng mga tao dito. Parang, wala, ang saya. Ang chaotic, pero ang saya nung fun day na yun. Medyo hindi ko alam, hindi ko naintindihan ng mga nangyayari. Pero, masaya pa rin naman.
Tama. Ikaw naman, ano, Jade, ano yung parang first experience mo sa Sunday na naramdaman mo talaga yung culture?
Ako rin, fun day din. Nabigla din ako sa fun day, pero parang hindi naman ako yung natakot. Parang ang ano lang ako, natuwa ako na, ay wow, friends pala sila dito, hindi lang pala tayo puro work. Kasi dati kong work, parang hindi kayo friends, trabaho lang kayo. Tapos parang nung una kong fun day, kahit hindi ko pa kilala yung mga tao, parang pag may group game, maglalaro kayo together. Tapos, ina-encourage ka talaga ng team ng Sunday na parang, uy, mag-participate tayo, ganyan. May chance ka sumagot. Hindi ka lang yung ano nasa background. So, masaya siya. Na, as an introvert, nagulat ako na parang, ay, wow, may space pa rin naman pala kahit hindi ka extrovert. Parang, pwede kang maki-join. Hindi nakakahiya maki-join. So, masaya.
Yan.
Tapos, pinaasar ka pa dati kay Ray, di ba?
Yun!
May ganda ng angle.
May issue.
Sobrang compatible niya.
Issue reveal pala.
For context, kami ay college friends ni Ray. Hindi po totoo ako.
Diyan nagsisimula yan.
Mas matindi pa yung relationship nila sa words na I am. Yan.
Sino mas favorite mo sa ano? Si Ray, si Rem, o si Mark?
Wala, di ako pipili.
Kami ay isang team. Yon.
Speaking of team, mo lang last episode na natin 'to, ah.
Yung introduction natin.
Pag-uwi na 'yon.
Tapos ending na rin.
Speaking of team, Ray, ano yung nagustuhan mo sa CS team na gusto mong parang ipagmalaki sa lahat na parang feeling kayo lang yung meron?
Ay, grabe. Ano ba? Well, may tinatawag kaming Let's Vault In moments. As in, yun talaga yung pinaka-iconic thing dito sa CS team, yung Let's Vault In. As in, kawari kung kailangan ni Jade or ni Rem o ni Mark o kung sino man sa amin yung may kailangan ng tulong. Parang G na G yung each member na, okay, mag-lend ang hand, tulungan natin para mapagaan yung workload ng lahat. Para maging easy talaga for everyone. So yan yung Let's Vault In. Yung favorite part ko.
Ganda-ganda. Ano yung like nyo about Sunday and ba't kayo nag-stay sa Sunday kahit hindi pa tayo bumabalik sa face-to-face?
Sino bang mauna? Ako gusto ko yung vlog vouchers talaga eh. De, joke lang. Ayun, pero... Ayun, okay naman kasi dito, katulad nga sabi ni Jade, yung Sunday, hindi lang siya puro work. May friends din. Eh sa Sunday, friends lang, walang work. De, joke lang, walang ganun. Pero yung... Pero yung gusto ko ng Sunday is in-encourage na kami na maging open, confident, and engaged sa creativity namin. Yun nga, na as creatives, parang ito yung right environment namin na hindi dapat kami na lalock onto sa isang brief. Gusto ng Sunday na magkaroon kami ng sense of ownership sa belonging na sa work namin. Tapos hindi rin nila kami hinhold back when it comes to our curiosities, tapos inspirations. Kaya mas nakakapag-function kami at our best. So, if yung mga ibang people, if feel nila na mas more creative freedom, mas loose yung direction, but here at Sunday, it's different. The more freedom we have, the greater yung possibilities na we believe we can take the project. So, parang ganun. So, It's more about perspective na, kumbaga sa iba, parang ganito yung way nila of seeing things. Pero here at Sunday, we're always seeing things as a challenge. No? Parang, yung we discuss solutions more often than problems. Sobrang na-embrace ko yung creativity ko. Tapos sobrang napupush ko yung sarili ko din na mas maging innovative sa mga ideas. Tapos i-prove yung sarili kong metal when it comes to solving problems independently. So ang dami namin na-explore. Tapos yun nga, fun journey din siya kasi I get to do this with everyone in the team. So hindi lang ako yung nag-explore, pero everyone has their own input. Yan.
So yun, parang embracing your individuality sa pagiging creative, but at the same time, having that space to share it with one another. So you grow together pa rin as a team. Ganda nun, Mark. How about you, Rem? Anong favorite aspect about Sunday's culture?
Ako siguro yung ano, yung mga packages, chockets, hindi, joke lang. Pero totoo lang, ang dami ko nang na-collect ang box, iniipon ko yan.
Sige nga, ano-ano yung mga na-collecta mo na from Sunday? Para may idea yung listeners.
Ibang boxes na, like yung onboarding, meron ding COVID dahil dalawang meses na
umikap. Yan mga prutas, ang dami ng prutas na rin from Sunday.
Mas na madami na parang mga Halloween, tapos yung mga major events aside from that, may mga mystery packages na minsan na napapanalunan sa raffle. Pero madalas din ako manalo sa raffle, ang saya. Pero yun, siguro on a serious note, parang pinaka-gusto ko talaga sa Sunday is yung growth. Na parang feeling ko, every year ko sa Sunday marked by growth, parang I can confidently say na I'm a different content strategist a year ago. Very, very tongue. Pero kasi ang unique ng approach ng Sunday sa growth ng bawat team member, ng bawat creative, ng bawat tao dito, na parang Sunday acknowledges that growth is not one-directional. Na parang yung mga roadmap namin for mga learning sessions or pati yung mga personal trainings namin, individual trainings, specific siya sa kung ano yung mga kailangan namin as professionals and as well as kung ano yung path na gusto namin i-take sa career namin. So Sunday takes that into consideration na yung growth namin talaga is what we need. And I think kaya siya nagiging possible, isa pa sa mga pinakagusto kong ginagawa rin here sa Sunday is yung regular sub-sessions, pati monthly check-in. Very important siya right now, especially dahil nga hindi tayo magkakasama. Important siya hindi lang sa professional growth, pati na rin yung pangungumusta sa kung paano ka sa life mo inside and outside of work, na it really helps sa mental well-being din ng bawat isa. So, very important siya for me. Kaya, I really love yung culture ng Sunday.
Yeah, and sobrang important yun, yung two-way communication para yung improvements nga na ginagawa natin. It's not just one-directional or one-way lang. Parang naiintindihan talaga sa nanggagaling, may buy-in rin in terms of how we can develop yun nga, the career paths or even the processes of Sunday. And ikaw, Rem, ikaw na rin magde-develop ng mga trainings ng iba pang mga content strategists, di ba?
As a senior.
As a senior, di ba? So, growth rin, mabilis sa Sunday. Plug lang dyan. Ikaw naman, Jade. Thanks, Rem. Thanks for that insight. Ikaw, Jade, what's your favorite thing about Sunday's culture?
Ano, siguro dadagdagan ko lang yung sinabi ni Patch na yung two-way talaga yung communication. Kasi, parang ano, yung team nagbibigay siya ng constructive feedback. Kasi as in yung magagamit mo talaga, hindi nila lalaitin yung work mo. Parang matututo ka talaga sa feedback ng mga tao. Tapos hindi siya masakit tanggapin. Parang it opens you to new perspectives na parang, ah, I could have done better pala in this aspect. Na parang yun talaga yung magandang growth. Yun. Tsaka yeah, ano din, isa pang favorite ko ay hindi pinagdadamot ang mga leave. Ni-encourage ang pakinga sa Sunday.
Lista mo nga, Jade, ano yung mga kakaibang leave ng na meron sa Sunday? Ginamit mo na ba yung date leave mo?
No, wala akong paggagamitan ng date leave. Ano na lang, sakit-sakitan leave, ganun. Self-love leave. Yan, mga very unique leaves na i-encourage ka pa. Tapos pag mag-VL ka, support ka pa ng mga team mo, parang deserve mo yan. Pa-comment sila sa base stamp. Yan. Very, very, ano, very fun.
Pwede nyong gamitin na rin yung date leave.
Pwede yung gamitin si Mark.
Oh, he did two birds with one stone nga, kumbaga.
Dalawa agad sa team mo na nakalive.
Oo, kasi ginusto mo yan, Mark. Ha?
Oo, ilo-let's bolt in lang namin ni Rem yan.
Yeah, yung sasabi nga ni Jay, tama, it's important for us to create yung safe space dun sa two-way communication, being heard, but at, dun sa, in relation also to what you mentioned dun sa mga leaves na pag kailangan, kailangan talaga, huwag tayo magdadamot niyan. Thank you, Jade, for sharing that. How about you, Ray? Anong favorite thing mo about Sunday's culture?
My favorite thing? Well, yung answer ko, I think, answer din siya ng ibang members ng Sunday. And okay. I think everyone would agree na yung best thing talaga sa Sunday yung people. So I really like yung close collaboration ng buong team. Like kunwari sa projects that I'm included in. I mean, ako meron akong role as content strategist. Pero I'm really working closely with GDs, yung mga graphic designers natin, the digital team, kung kinakailangan. So hindi ka boxed or isolated sa role mo. Free ka to share your ideas. Actually, hindi lang free, in-encourage ka to give your insights or recommendations para talaga magkaroon kayo ng really the best output that you can together. So yun, yung feeling, masarap sa feeling yung talagang you're being heard sa Sunday. Hindi lang heard, yung listen to.
Ayun. Talaga yun.
Ganda naman nun. Actually, yung CS team kaya natin yan in-invite kasi ang ganda nung dynamic nila. Very power sila pagdating sa work. Very professional. Halos walang revisions palagi, ganun. Pero pagdating sa culture, isa sila sa nagbubuhat ng culture natin. Minimake sure nila na close lahat ng tao at very approachable silang lahat. At sa team din, ano sila, very well-oiled ang dynamic nila. Tapos, hindi mo na-feel kapag may nakalive na isa kasi nga, dahil nga dun sa let's vault in nila na ano, na mga moments.
Oh, masarap katrabaho ang CS team.
Ayan, 1122, mga lapit na. Sa tingin nyo, ano yung gusto nyong makuhang award for this year? Sige, ikaw, Mark.
Ako, syempre, nag-iisa lang yung award na talagang ini-envision natin. Yung Let's Go Big.
Yun.
Pero syempre, this year, yan, madami namang deserving. Andyan si Rim, tapos andyan din si Ate Rosie. Andami talagang deserving this year.
Si Rim, last year, parang positivity, no?
This year, grabe. Nag-step up na si Rem eh. So, mag-step up talaga. Except yung positivity, talagang siya pa din.
Medyo kinakabahan ako sa positive.
Siguro next year, i-rename na natin yung positivity award na Rem Poblete Award.
Kasi last year, positive award siya. So, parang lahat yata ng positive na kuha ko. Ang ako rin this year.
Mamaya, ibang positive yan ha.
Ay, wag yun!
Ako rin! Swerte ka pa naman sa positive ngayon.
Go, Jade!
Ano ba lahat daw ng award eh, gusto ni Jade.
Okay. Jade, alam mo ba kung ano yung mga values na Sunday?
Hindi mo nag-review, sorry.
Caps. Disqualified.
Disqualified.
Siguro balik lang tayo dun sa 1122, no? Yung isa sa mga major milestones or celebrations natin every year. And I think what sets us apart sa ibang mga companies then is we get really our employees involved in developing and growing the culture, no? Kasi isa yun sa mga pinaka-proud moments natin sa Sunday na talagang kabahagi, kabalikat yung ating mga employees sa pag-create ng culture ng Sunday. Kasi again, if we decide that this is how we work and our employees disagree with it, it's going to be just an authoritarian rule na naman, no? Kung saan man tayo nanggaling sa mga previous companies natin. But right from the very beginning ng pag-start natin ng Sunday, we already decided na when we create our own business, the people who will work, they will enjoy working in it. So talagang pinapakinggan natin yung bawat employees. Nanggagaling talaga sa mga ano yung culture na gusto natin na iset para sa mga sarili natin. Mm-hmm. So I guess dun din pumapasok yung ownership ng mga employees to keep the culture alive. Not just in our content strategy team, but the whole Sunday, no?
Yeah, exactly, JM. And to those who are listening today, I think that's the main key takeaway dun sa usapan namin with the content strategy team is when you want to create a business or a business that will survive for the long term, huwag niyong kakalimutan yung culture. You can have those results na tuloy-tuloy, pero pag dun lang kayo nakafocus, hindi dun sa mga tao who are helping you build the company, it will all be temporary. It will not be sustainable. So hopefully you learned something about our discussion today. Again, put high importance in your culture when developing a business. Any last words from you guys, CS, Claire, JM? May mga gusto ba kayo i-plug? Yes, ang daming traffic ng podcast natin.
Abangan niyo yung mga additional leaves natin for next year.
Yun.
Abangan din namin yung 7 plus 7. Yan.
Konti na lang, aabot tayo doon.
Ma-manifest natin yung 7 plus 7 hanggang next year.
Manifest lang ng manifest.
Abangan nyo rin yung 1122 namin.
Yun, yes. 1122 this month.
Punta pa lang tayo sa better part.
Teaser.
Galing, ha? May teaser na. Hope you learned a lot from our discussion for today and tune in again to our next episode. Hindi pa nagtatapos yung discussion namin about 1122. I think the next episode we will talk about a better day. So that's an exciting episode as well. And yon, thank you so much, guys. Thank you, Mark, Rem, Jaden, Ray, and of course, JM and Claire. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.
Yes. Thank you, guys.
Thanks.
Yo.
This wraps up our episode for today. Stay tuned as we talk about more Elephant in the Room topics. See you at the next one.